Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. GMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Now the social media storm over vaccinations is looming. The hashtag #StopTenPenny is gaining traction online. An attempt to prevent US anti-vaccination campaigner Sherry Tenpenny from entering Australia for a speaking tour in March.
Oh, crikey! Crikey! No! We can't let Sherry Tenpenny in Australia! Oh my gosh, hide the koala bears. I mean, we're going to have to rename our good friend Sherry Tenpenny Scary Tenpenny. She's not scary.
Yeah,
she's a bundle of love.
I'm trying to figure out.
What is that?
Do they think it's like Pennywise the Clown or something that's coming to Australia?
This is amazing. No, this is Australia, a former penal colony. These are criminals that founded a country because they were thrown out of England. And now they're complaining because a sweet woman who has dedicated her life to research on the issue of vaccines is coming. She was going for vacation and also invited to speak, and suddenly, the media or the pro-vaccine Australian wussies got a hold of the fact that she was coming and said, oh, no, hide your ears, hide, you know.
They're not Aussies.
What did I call them?
Oh,
wussies, yeah, Aussie wussies. We love our Australian listeners, and we've got plenty of them.
Huh.
I'm sure you're embarrassed by what's happening there. But, you know Super Don, you put out what?
I was just going to say, they don't want Sherry Tenpenny to come to Australia. I'll bet you they let Lady Gaga go to Australia. Now, what's up with that?
That's the scary thing. Yeah, that lady is scary. Anyway, well, you prepared a number of great audio clips from Sherry Tenpenny so we could see what was so scary about her going to Australia. I've one-upped you. I've actually got on the line right now.
No.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sherry, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Robert, how are you? Happy New Year.
I'm a little scared right now.
I know.
No, I'm not.
Sherry Tenpenny, I liked your Scary Tenpenny. That's pretty good.
Scary Tenpenny, right? Just for Halloween, though. Wow.
Okay.
But they don't know you like I know. I guess, I mean, you know, I see your picture. I'm not intimidated, but I know you in three dimensions. You're beautiful and wonderful and loving. And here you are going to Australia, and suddenly this international firestorm did you call up the president of Australia and say, I'm Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I'm coming to, you know, make sure your children aren't vaccinated. I mean, how did this happen?
I guess it was because I was going to go there on holiday, and then we decided there were some groups that wanted to have me come and speak and kind of on the pros and cons of vaccines, and Stephanie Messenger helped to set up some of the venues, and she started marketing it, and as soon as she got the flyers out, that's when the pro-vaccine terrorists, I guess I should call them that since they stopped short of calling me that, have just went crazy, and actually I've had the media from Australia calling me for print interviews and radio interviews. I'm doing a television interview with the Today Show Australia on Thursday because I'm just such an event. And everyone who I've talked to has said to me, were you really surprised at the way the media responded to this? I said, I was very surprised because I could have flown into the country, attended a few venues, spoken to a few hundred people, most of them probably speaking to the choir, and got on a enjoyed my holiday and gotten on a plane and come home, and who would have even known I was there? I mean, but this
right.
is, and so now, and I said this on a radio interview in Australia, I said, I guess it was your people who decided to make this an international event. So thank you very much.
Yeah, good.
Thank you,
right?
you for all the media attention, yeah. and you know, for bringing, because every time, Robert, you know this, every time
mm-hmm.
that the pro-vaccine
yes.
crowd on either side of the pond does this, whether it's bird flu, swine flu, anything
mm-hmm.
like that, they suddenly draw a whole bunch of people into the fold to ask questions, to start saying,
mm-hmm.
gee, there's a question about vaccines, there's something I should ask, that would have never even raised their head up and looked around prior to the conflict. And so now
people are
saying, maybe I should look at this.
Yeah, they can't contain themselves because they're their own worst enemy. You're right. The fact that they brought this into this international eye, now suddenly there are going to be thousands and thousands of Australians going, who is this Dr. Sherry Tenpenny? I got to hear from her. Can you give me an example, maybe a sentence or two or three? I mean, I know we've talked over the years many times, but maybe if it's possible, there's somebody in the audience that doesn't know you. What you've said that is considered to be so scary that we can't let any Australian people hear it. Give me maybe an example or two.
Give you an example of who I am or what I would say.
Yeah, I mean, something that they would say, oh, my gosh, that Dr. Sherry Tim, we can't let her in here. Did you hear what she said?
Well, some of the people who may not know me, I'll give you just a brief clip in that I'm a physician in Cleveland, Ohio. I started my first career as an emergency medicine physician. I was the director of an ER for 12 years. I've had an integrative medicine practice here in Cleveland since 1996. I started investigating problems with vaccines in September of 2000, and since that time I've done a lot of radio, television, written two books, done a lot of DVDs. And things I would say would be something like, The basic premise behind the vaccine industry is that vaccines are safe, they're effective, they protect you, and they're harmless, when in fact they're none of those things. Safety's never been proven. They are not effective, meaning you can get the vaccine and still get the disease. So that means they don't protect you, and they certainly do cause harm.
Oh,
there it is.
You can't say that.
You can't, even if it's true. People can't know this kind of thing. Dr. Tenpenny, what is it? Well, listen, your books, and again, we've got links up in the notes. We talk about you from time to time here, and we love you to have you on more often, of course. But I'm very excited that, we've got lots of friends and listeners down under, and, I'm sure that they're supporting and welcoming you there. But again, you're going to have a lot more friends. Even our buddy Dr. Batar has been down in Australia and talked to a lot of folks. But somehow he got in under the radar. Did you did you say you were going to put on your bikini? Well, I just still.
No, that would
Sherry
be scary.
Tenpenny's coming.
That would be scary.
I'm trying to find a reason here. So
that would definitely
oh
be
God.
Scary.
Well, this is incredible. Now you'll be on their version of the Today Show. And,
uh-huh.
What I love also about your energy is that you're not coming in angry. You're very much rooted in the research that you've done, and you've probably done as much or more than anybody on planet Earth as far as literally combing the literature for a long time now. And so when people throw barbs at you, you don't have to throw them back. You just remain pretty darn calm and just kind of answer in an extraordinary way, like acknowledging, well, thank you for giving me all this publicity. No one would have known I was coming.
And it's interesting because the people that I've spoken to down there that have called me, I believe that was their exact response. I think that they were expecting me to be all fired up and railing
mm-hmm.
back at this whole thing. And I was like, no, I'm just coming down to talk to some people about the pros and cons of vaccines, about why vaccines
mm-hmm.
are unsafe, about are there any possible ways that we could make them safer? And we should do something about these people that are vaccine injured and find ways to make them well. I don't, and the people on the other end were like, huh.
Hard to
that
disagree,
wasn't, that
huh?
wasn't what they were expecting me to say. So I'm hoping that it will be a good turnout. I'm hoping that we can have, and one of the other things I said to one of the gals that called me was, I said, mm-hmm. I wish we could take the heat out of this discussion. It's always venom and anger and polarity. And if we could stop talking about vaccines with that kind of energy and talk about them like we would talk about a widget. Is this widget safe?
Yes.
Is it effective?
Right.
Is it something you should purchase? Should you have a choice
mm-hmm.
about purchasing it? If there is some, if it's defective, should you get a refund or be able to sue the manufacturer? Let's just talk about it like it's a widget. and take the heat out of it.
And well, let's go
like,
to the pro-vaccine Aussie. The pro-vaccine Aussie wussies have had a comment on that, and here it is. I think we've got this tape from down under. Yeah, no, they couldn't do it. They tried.
They're just falling all over themselves right now, huh?
I think they are. They absolutely are. You know, we have to find humor in this as well, even though, you know, when you research it the way you have, Dr. Tenpenny, it's devastating, it's maddening, it's disheartening. And, you know, I've shed tears over this issue as we cover all of the children and then now many adults with this new flu vaccine. What's happening this year is just extraordinary how dangerous this thing is proving to be.
Well, and we do frequently leave out the discussion about adults because it's not just the flu shot in adults. It's hepatitis A, hepatitis B, the shingles vaccine, the adult pneumonia vaccine, TB testing. I mean, there are a lot of vaccine-injured adults, too, that somehow get left out of the conversation because of the intensity that we talk about things with the children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all of those vaccines can and do cause harm. I mean, now that we know that the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has paid out $2.4 billion or somewhere close to that in injury claims and that there's more than 12,000 claims per year filed, I mean, what other industry could have a complaint about their product to the tune of 12,000 or more per year and still stay on the market?
No,
it doesn't
exist.
And how many people could pay out all of these different things? The only people that get away with this stuff are the banking industry, you know. I mean, they can do fraud and manipulation and they just pay a fine and life goes on, but that doesn't happen in the banking industry.
Banking. I thought you said the baking industry. I thought you were going to go after the chef.
Too. I was thinking brownies and cupcakes. Yeah.
Well, you know, those are kind of dangerous too. The brominated flours, they removed the selenium and the chromium. That, you know, so it's a legitimate danger. We got to worry about these bakers.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up and reminding me, you know. So, we've got a lot of problems with the vaccine industry, and I don't think that we're reaching a tipping point where people are becoming more aware and asking questions and settling down and saying, you know, I don't think I want all those things in my kids. You know, as recently as 1985, there were only 3 vaccines, and now there are multiple doses of 16, and it's more in the pipeline and more in development. So,
Dr. Tenpenny, real quick, where do people learn more about you for those that are new?
Facebook.com, go to Dr. Tenpenny on Vaccines, and go to drtenpenny.com.
We got it linked up in the show notes. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I want to hear from you again before you go to Australia, okay?
All right, Robert. Take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Love you dearly. Thank you. That was a great surprise getting Dr. Tenpenny on to start the show. We've got a lot more to do. We've got John Rappaport joining us. Terry Rourke from Medical Kidnap. Tell your friends. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
That is why you have to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, because sometimes even the host barely knows what's about to happen. We got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on to talk. That was so cool. And the reaction down under is just priceless. It's precious. It's crikey. Well, check it out. We've got links up in the show notes as well. We've got an amazing show. It's already been amazing, and it's going to be more amazinger, right? Terry Rourke from Medical Kidnap is going to join us with some insights as to what's going on over there. We got some a question of the day. We've got John Rappaport talking GMO labeling lapses as well as mind control. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 if you'd like to be part of the show. We didn't get a chance to cover this story, and I'm not going to go into it, but there is a link up in the show notes. Vaccines don't work. Here are the facts. And somebody made an amazing infographic. Do you know who this Megan is? Does she do this on this thing? It's livinghole.org.
Yeah, it's the first time I've seen that, but info.
Yeah, and the first picture is of a toilet, and that's how we're going to end the show today, in the toilet.
Yay!
On a tray. You'll have to stick around to understand what that's all about. But, yeah, check out this infographic on all the things that show you vaccines just, they don't work. They don't work. Sherry's telling the truth. She's revealing the facts. And, of course, in Australia, the penal colony that it is or once was, where breaking the law was the national pastime, or is? I'm not sure. I know, I'm picking on Aussies right now. Not the ones that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show necessarily, but everyone else. There's a story here, Fox News covered. Breaking the law may be a sign of dementia. Dementia.
Oh.
Now, are they referring to people who, like, go 65 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone?
Well, some of the examples, they review these medical records, and some of the things they have that they consider criminal behavior refer to things like arrest, DUI, shoplifting.
DUI is now dementia. Shoplifting is becoming dementia. Right?
Yeah.
Violence is caused by dementia. Wow. Interesting. Now, by the way, on that concept of breaking the law, going 65 in a 55 zone, that was a trick question, Super Don. I'm sorry I threw that at you.
It was.
Yeah, speed limits are regulations. They're not law. They're regulating a commercial activity. That commercial activity is driving. People don't realize that when they engage in moving their conveyance from going from point A to point B.
All right.
What?
But here's the thing. If I get pulled over for going, say, 75 in a 55, and I roll down the window, I say, excuse me, officer, I realize you want to write me a ticket there, but I just want to let you know this is not a law. This is a regulation.
Well, the thing is, if you have a driver's license, you're covered. You're engaged in a commercial
just
activity.
Just promise me if I
not.
Do that, you will not post my mugshot on the website.
Right. No, and by the way, they could still tag you for what they call reckless endangerment. You don't need to be doing a commercial activity.
Whatever they can do,
If you're doing 65 in a 20 zone, for instance. So I'm not encouraging people to do that. Just don't. You know, it's just these things that flow off the, I must have dementia. I'm sorry. It's me breaking law, having dementia here. Right on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You heard it. So of the criminal group that they claim to have, 64 had this so-called form of, I don't even know what it is, different forms of dementia and Alzheimer's that they're saying that are linking to this, because 6.4% of those in the criminal group exhibited some form of physical or verbal violence during their illness. This is just confusing.
I think this is baloney.
Dude,
I
think it must be, because I was thinking that they were just going to say that if you break the law, you're clearly demented, because nobody with a sane and rational mind would ever break the law. But that's not what they're saying. They're trying to say of all the people that broke the law, a certain percentage of them also happen to have evidence of dementia. But that's not a hard stretch either, because how many people have been damaged by heavy metals injected in childhood vaccines?
Listen, could have gone into the statistics and found a significant number of people like the color blue or were fans of ranch dressing. I mean, this doesn't mean that they have anything to do with Alzheimer's.
No, I know.
I'm just saying.
They're stretching this one to say breaking the law may be a sign of dementia. I just don't follow this thing. Maybe somebody out there without dementia that listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show can let us know if they've ever broken the law, and do they think it was because they were demented, right? Are you Dr. Dementia, right? I don't think so. But again, we are all being kind of corralled into this label of oppositional defiance disorder, because we just don't take kindly to authoritarian edicts and statements that are considered to be official stories, again, but they're absolutely wrong. Yeah, and we may be the few who actually can see it. The question is, how many of you can act on what is correct, what is true, what is accurate, what is right? Because you're no longer the lemming going over the cliff and ending up in the penal colony of Australia. G'day, mates! Hey, be nice to Sherry when she's down there. She's an absolute sweetheart. Medical kidnap here in America. Terry Rourke joins us next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. Friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer's really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we just covered a story, a really strange story about breaking the law and dementia, the relation to dementia. And Super Don, what is this? You found a picture, and it's called Raking the Lawn. Who's in that picture?
Yeah, you know, I mean, breaking the law.
And right, I remember Judas Priest,
this
right?
Great picture of Rob Halford, who's the lead singer of Judas Priest, raking the lawn. And that's what it says on the top, raking the lawn.
Dude, he must have set that up because it looks like summertime or springtime in Florida. There are no leaves anywhere, unless he's really good at raking the lawn. There's
and
no
you know
leaves.
What? If you know who Rob Halford is, I don't know that I like him in the jean cutoffs and the lime green shirt.
All he needs is a pair of white tube socks up to his knees.
Doesn't quite work. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the important topic now. We've got Terry Rourke waiting on the wings here. She's an absolutely wonderful lady. She's dedicating her heart and a big part of her mission to this new medical kidnap website, medicalkidnap.com. This is a story that is only growing in importance as we find out how many families are being affected by the unholy alliance between big pharma and big government. And sometimes the collusion with big media, but some of the media are now covering this story, and it's thanks in no small part to the group at medicalkidnap.com. Yesterday we had Bo Berman on talking about one of the latest stories, but Terry Rourke, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. So glad you could join us today.
Thank you for inviting me, Robert. I'm honored to be here.
You got it. Now, Terry, real quick, what is it that stimulated you to move in this direction to cover things like medical kidnap? This is not your first time addressing something in this realm, is it?
The medical kidnap, yes. I've been an advocate in vaccines for many years. But I was approached by the editor of Health Impact News, Mr. Brian Shelby, who was receiving a lot of inquiries from families in desperate need because their children had been snatched by CPS in conjunction with medical facilities. And he wanted to offer a platform to give these families a voice. And he invited me to come on board and help him launch the site Medical Kidnap, which is a network on Health Impact News.
Yeah, really extraordinary that the compiling of all of these stories. And when we talked off the air yesterday to get you ready to come on board today, you had mentioned to me that you almost are overwhelmed by the number of families that are now contacting you with stories, that this is definitely far from an isolated incident when we've talked about one here or one there in Connecticut or Chicago or Illinois. I mean, they're popping up almost everywhere.
Yes, and I'm not almost overwhelmed. We are overwhelmed. We did not anticipate that the volume would be what it actually is, and it's very concerning because this is happening in every state. We have more families that want our help that are asking us to publish their story and help rally advocates to come alongside them. We can't keep up with all the stories.
Yeah, so I was thinking, and it's one of the reasons I wanted you on today as well, that ultimately maybe we can find if there are others out there, activists like you, Terry, that have been drawn into this, whether it be because of the vaccine issue or other things, that see a great wrong being done to families and children here in America by, again, collusion between government and pharma and hospitals and CPS and things like that, that there may be room for a lot more people to help out over there at medicalkidnap.com.
Yes, we're looking for assistance with more writers to interview the families and write their stories. We need help with managing to our Facebook pages, which are growing rapidly, as well as WordPress support. So, yeah, we're growing quickly so that we can accommodate the demand.
Well, in this case right now, if someone were to go to medicalkidnap.com and they say, you know, my family's okay, my kids are okay, we haven't been affected, but I don't want to see this happen, and I do want to help. Is there like a click, a link that they can say, I want to volunteer, I want to write, I want to do whatever, or how would they contact somebody?
Well, there's on the main page, there's a link to contact us. Mm-hmm. They can submit any information that they like. People submit stories and requests for articles to be written on a daily basis. We also have a community section on the site, so families can quickly put up their story and the public can come along and support them. So they can help that way. The main thing is, you know, to subscribe to the newsletter so that people receive each new story as it's published. We try to have a call to action in each story so that people know who needs to be contacted, and we always include the state governor. When we broke the Rengo story out of Washington, we heard that the governor there received over 6,000 phone calls from concerned citizens throughout the country. And you know, sometimes there's, you know, an opportunity to send an email to various legislators in the state that this family's in. And, you know, we just need people to start giving a voice and raising their voice. We cannot be silent on this. And it's going to take huge numbers, millions of people saying no more and offering their voice and support to these families.
We're talking with Terry Rourke. She's coming to us today from medicalkidnap.com. This is a story that we began covering. I don't say it's the first time when we covered the Pelletier-Justina case last year with Bo Berman from Fox CT, and we had Bo on last night talking about another case there on a forced chemotherapy situation with a teenage girl, Cassandra. The question I have, Terry, how bad is this medical kidnap problem in the U.S.? I mean, I know you can't put a number on it, but you did indicate that it's been an overwhelming response since this site has gone up.
I can't quantify it, but I can tell you that it's really bad. And it's happening in record numbers. We're seeing that there's a deliberate push to get medically fragile children into testing. And these huge grants are being given to the major medical institutions. And it's not uncommon that the institution has, you know, it's a children's hospital of some sort or a mercy hospital of some sort. And it's the area's regional hospital where the tough cases get transferred. And these children are needed for testing in these various trials. And sometimes the parents are not interested in that. And when that happens, the physicians contact CPS. And in some of these medical institutions, they have physicians on staff that are specifically assigned to keep an eye out for possible children for these trials. So it's pretty bad.
But we've heard in many cases, Terry, that these parents, again, go in unaware, very unassuming, very trusting of a medical system that they think is there to help their children. And suddenly when they find out the treatment is not to their liking and they ask for what is responsible, a second opinion, even a third, they're suddenly hit with charges of medical neglect or medical abuse.
Right. Or they're given some bogus psychiatric diagnosis so that the state tries to say that the parent is simply unfit because the parent is not mentally stable.
Yeah, and this is the big problem of the expansion of the DSM 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 to basically medicalize every emotion, including the emotion of a parent or parents who are seeing their children taken from them under the guise of helping them, but in reality being engaging or being involved in medical experimentation upon them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's pretty well planned. It's they have all the bases covered. You know, it's very very pervasive, and it's really very concerning. And the general public needs to know. You know, it could happen to anyone. It could happen to any family. And it's not unfit parents. These medical kidnappings are happening to very fit parents. They're not doing anything wrong, but their child is medically fragile.
Is there any particular case that stands out right now? I know we only got a couple of minutes left with you, but is there anything that just jumps right out as one of the most outrageous things you've heard recently?
Well, they're all outrageous. But I'd like to spend a moment, if we only have 2 minutes left, to speak about the case in Washington State, the Ringo family. That's where three nursing infants were taken, perfectly healthy infants, no medical problems. The way that this family retained the custody of their children was their local state representative, Jason Overstreet, contacted us and said, this family's in my area. They're my constituents. What can I do to help? And he stepped up to the plate. And then he brought in an attorney, Stephen Pidgeon, in Washington, who went to bat. He's a man of honor. He walks in integrity, and he filed a writ of habeas corpus and basically told the state to back off. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take an attorneys in every state that are willing to step up to the plate and start doing the right thing for these families.
Terry, did the Rango children get returned to the mom and dad?
Yes, they did. It's not a done deal yet. Yes, praise God.
Of course.
It's not a done deal yet because technically the children are still wards of the state and the parents are basically unpaid foster parents who have to comply with whatever the state says is the appropriate way that they want these children raised.
We've got to get the state out of parenting. And how do we do that? That's a jurisdictional issue. We're going to have to revisit that another time, Terry. God bless you. Thank you for doing what you're doing and everybody working with you over at medicalkidnap.com.
Well, thank you for your help, Robert.
You got it. And we'll keep spotlighting these things as they come up and come in. But you sign up for alerts there at medicalkidnap.com, and we'll be reporting on them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. John Rappaport's going to join us next hour, but we got a story about oatmeal and longevity coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
I want my MAPO. Is that MAPO oatmeal? Oh, a bowl of oatmeal. It's winter
MAPO.
Time in the Northern Hemisphere.
I have not heard of MAPO.
You remember
in
MAPO?
Years. Wow.
It just came to me as I was coming into break. What was MAPO and oatmeal, or was it a drink? What was that? It's not like Ovaltine.
MAPO was like a hot cereal. I don't know what it was made of.
It was. All right, so something in my DNA was going, we're talking about oatmeal, and then suddenly I said, I want my MAPO. That must have been like an ad commercial designed for Generation X babies.
Marketing from years ago, still working in your head.
Right, and we actually had an AMC Gremlin X. Anybody remember that? If you're into cars.
You know, those were cool little cars.
Supposedly, I thought they were awful and ugly, but they weren't as bad as the AMC
Pacer
X.
They were cool ugly.
A cool ugly. Okay, I didn't know that. We were cool. I thought we were a bunch of nerds. But let's see. Get no oatmeal in a moment. Oh, yeah, you know, a shout-out to Doc Newsom. We've been going back and forth. We're expanding Unlock the Power to Heal, the book. It's almost a year. And working on some additional stuff. We've got some fascinating insights into ear candling. Never been published anywhere before. That's going to be added in. I'm working on some silver, some additions and copper, some more on the supplementation. There's going to be some really cool stuff, and I've asked Dr. Newsom to help us get some more information on the fulvic acid. So if you don't know about Doc Newsom, D-R-N-U-Z-U-M, that's a super earth energy. I take it every day. Get that fulvic acid in me. Those of you who need the Inflammagon to reduce inflammation, those of you who need digestive detox to help detox and cleanse the gut, beautiful, brilliant, simple system. And Doc Newsom has it. Dr. Newsom, DRNUZUM.com. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Say hi from me. He's a great guy, super smart, you know. You walk in and you're talking to the guy and going, dude, he's probably forgotten more than I know, right? So definitely plug into the wisdom of Doc Newsom and check out the Super Earth Energy and more, drnuzum.com. Now from that, we go to oatmeal, the warmth of oatmeal. Harvard researchers reviewed two large studies that followed more than 100,000 people who were periodically quizzed about what they ate and how they lived for more than 14 years. It turns out folks who ate at least 33 grams of whole grains daily, equivalent to a bowl of oatmeal, cut their risk of premature death by 9%. Compared to those who barely ate any whole grains at all. That's according to findings published Monday in the JAMA Internal Medicine.
Hmm.
Now, the problem with whole grains nowadays is they are so lacking in the trace minerals that made them so valuable that I think we're going to see a law of diminishing returns as it goes on and on here. But there was a guy who had it right, and he was like a grandfatherly gentleman that you remember. This was after the days of MAPO, though, right? Who is this guy? I'm going to play this. You tell me if you know who this guy is.
You know how some cereals have a long list of ingredients? Well, not Quaker Oats. It has a list of one ingredient, 100% rolled oats. Quaker Oats. It's the right thing to do.
Right? Remember
it's
that?
It's the right thing to do. I love it.
It's the right thing to do. Wilford Brimley. Now, if you think about that, it's a beautiful thing in its simplicity. We've only got one ingredient, rolled oats. How many things that you can buy from the grocery store in the breakfast section that have even as little as 10 ingredients? You know, and most of them you can't pronounce, right? Now, the Quaker oats that I grew up with, the instant oats and things like that, or the 3-minute or the 1-minute oats, I don't know that they were necessarily organic. And now you have all of these rolled oats that are available organic. I still would encourage you to do that. I'd like Wilford Brimley to do Quaker organic rolled oats. Would be nice. But he never said not to put sugar on the oats, did he? You remember? Don't put sugar on the oats.
No.
Did he ever say that?
In fact, he did commercials for the sugar stuff. Yeah.
He did. Well, and that's why they led him and hired him to be a spokesperson for something else.
I'm Wilford Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
Whoops.
Interesting, huh?
Too much maple brown sugar oatmeal, yeah.
And also the oats not containing the minerals they once had. Remember, the chromium especially that's been ripped out of so many of these whole grains that they're encouraging you to eat in this study. And then Wilford takes it to a whole other level here. I can't determine the veracity of this, Super Don. You sent it to me, but he continues on the diabetic issue.
Now, one of the things I've learned to do is laugh at diabetics.
What?
Actually, about diabetes.
That's
and how
funny.
It's affected me in my life.
Yeah.
I was getting up every 15 or 20 minutes all through the night, eating ice cream, an apple pie.
Oh, no wonder.
So I wasn't getting any rest, and as a result of all these things,
yeah,
I lost all my ice cream, an apple pie, and I was...
Oh, man.
I was scared.
It will for Brimley. Please, take some 100% GTF chromium, whole food chromium.
It's the right thing to do.
That's right, it is. And it's also the right thing to do to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport up next. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.